Welcome to Lanyup, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Ross Slacks, a museum representative for the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. Welcome, Ross.
Good morning, Corey.
Thanks for being with us today. And first, let's start with the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. A lot of people may or may not know about that, but where are you guys located?
Yeah, we're located at 1051 Chenal Park Drive. It's right before you walk into the park. As soon as you cross the railroad tracks, you'll see us on the right. We're a brand new facility. We've been there about 5 years.
And what does the museum showcase?
Well, we showcase a lot of African-American art from our neighborhood in this area. We have three artists who are our featured artists that from around this area. This, Don Cinconi is one of them. Dr. Manyweather is also one, and Daryl Triplett is also another one. But we serve a 15-parish area going the I-20 corridor from here to Mississippi and southerly toward Natchez.
So the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum, you've been at that location 5 years. I know y'all have been around a lot longer than that.
Oh, yeah, we've been around almost 30 years. We were located on Plum Street in a shotgun house, but now we're in a 22,000-foot facility.
The museum is open 10 to 3, Tuesdays through Saturdays. You've got some big events, though, coming up here in February. Let's talk about some of those. You've got a big one coming up on February 17th.
Oh, yes. On February 17th, we have Dazzle Dance, who will be presenting Dance Day at the museum. It would be from 10 to 2 p.m., and it's from kids from ages 5 to 18. This is generally a fundraiser to help kids to do cultural things that they might not ever be able to do unless they had the opportunity from people like us and from patrons who will sponsor these kids. The nominal sum for $10 per child, you can introduce one or more children to opportunities that they could not experience in other areas. They will be learning about the history of dance and its many forms, and all donors would be recognized in a program as would be indicated if you would look at their website at danceland.com. It's dazzledance.com.
And that's coming up on February the 17th from 10 to 2.
This is from 10 to 2. Lunch will be provided, and they will be able to explore modern dance, ballet, jazz, and hip-hop dance.
Well, that's kind of cool. That's something neat for the young folks to come do.
Yeah, I think that it would be great for younger kids to expose themselves to these things.
Now, let's move from kids to older ladies.
Yeah, the older ladies we have.
Not the old ladies. That'll get us in trouble. The adults. What are the ladies doing?
Yeah, we have on the following day, which is the 18th at 3 p.m., we have Ladies Time Out. It's a time of brilliant minds. We don't want to say anything any less because we know that we might not be as brilliant as they are, because they're smart enough to have something going on this Sunday where they get to pamper themselves. They'll have a little wine and cheese, a little music, and whatever else they would like to do. Now, men are welcome, but this is basically for the ladies.
All right, so Ladies Time Out. Now, I hear there's some massages, too.
Yes, there'll be massages for the ladies, and whatever else they do to pamper themselves during that time, it's a time for them to fellowship, and especially after getting out of church, and a lot of times the ladies go home and they cook meals for their husbands or whatever. Well, this is a time for them to go out there and have fun for themselves.
So that's coming up on February the 18th, the Ladies Time Out at the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. If you're just joining us, Ross Slacks is with us today. He's a representative of the museum. Ross, it's Black History Month, and a lot of times you see things that maybe you didn't know. And you've got a neat exhibit that's going to be coming through and probably will teach all of us some things that we didn't know.
Yes, that is correct. On February 23rd and 24th, we will have, I want to get his name right, his name is R.A. Umar S. Bay. He's the founder of the Black Inventors Traveling Museum. He will be here to showcase some of the different things and items that blacks have invented during this time. But one of the interesting things about him is that he studied under Vertice Goston, And he has written a book on the Ouachita Moors, who was the Indian tribe that was named in honor of the Ouachita Parish. So he has extensive knowledge of this area, and we're glad to have him here.
You know, the I was looking at some of these inventions, and, you know, I did not know fiber optic cable, caller ID, the touch-tone telephone. You and I were talking in the break, Lewis Latimer worked on the filament for the light bulb.
That's exactly correct.
We'd be sitting in the dark right now.
Right. We have a list that we give to the kids of all of not all black inventions or inventors, but there was over 100 that we list. And, you know, among other things, also you're talking about the stoplight. And, you know, we also know about the deal with peanuts, which is they didn't really invent peanut butter or anything like that, but invented several uses of peanuts. And we were fortunate to have a lot of list of those kind of people. But also in this area, you know, we also have some of our greatest accomplishments done by blacks come out of this area. We were a fertile land for inventors and people who did things. And we all know about the straightening comb and all of those. But we also had the first black multimillionaire coming out of this area who owned a major conglomerate. The first black mayor, who we mostly don't even realize, was named Hammett, who Hammett Hall is named after at Grambling University. And we don't realize that we have a rich heritage here in Monroe.
And we, you know, I was looking, Lonnie Johnson invented the super soaker, so it keeps on going.
That's correct.
I think I got one or two of those in the closet at home. Ross Slacks is with us today from the Northeast Louisiana Delta African American Heritage Museum. Again, the event's Dance Day, February the 17th, Ladies Time Out for February 18th, and the original Traveling Black Invention Museum, the 23rd and 24th of February. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, glad to be here, Corey.
This is 90.3 KEDM. To find out more about the museum and to find out more about these events, you can visit our website at kedm.org.